Welcome, everyone, to this week's weekly market update, June 29th, about 1 o'clock Central Time. Doing this a little bit earlier than usual for this reason, and that is because the S&P is effectively exactly where it was this time last podcast. So not a lot has changed on the investment side of things. I guess you could say some things, maybe a little dust up, shall we call it, and terms of geopolitically when it comes to the Russia-Ukraine situation, but really that had seemingly did not have any effect on the investment environment. So we'll just stick with that. One thing that I did want to point out is that obviously we feel as though it doesn't matter if it's the equity, treasury, commodity, or currency markets, we feel that it's all being fueled and driven by the Federal Reserve, and not necessarily at this point, not necessarily by the actual actions of the Federal Reserve, but more so the rhetoric. And surprisingly, we really felt like the pause in the last Fed meeting was not going to be the significant part of that meeting. It was going to be more so the rhetoric from Fed Chair Jay Powell afterwards. And really, in my opinion, it really felt more bearish than bullish, but the market did not interpret it the same way. And so we saw this move higher into where we are now in the S&P at 4430 at the moment, where we were obviously looking for a push lower down to close to 4,000. And so at this point, since we did raise that cash position at roughly 4,200 in the S&P, don't think that we are expecting to see a 10% drop from here, but we do feel like that we have an opportunity over the next probably 6 to 8 weeks, part of that being the upcoming, I believe it's July 26th meeting, where they are, in fact, I have that stat pulled up right here. So last week we talked about a 77% probability of the Fed raising rates a quarter of a point, 25 basis points on the July 26th meeting. It's actually jumped now to 87%. So it's pretty much baked in that that is going to happen. Again, I don't think that the actual action is what the market is concerned about. It is more concerned about the rhetoric and the plan going forward. And so I think you're going to hear, again, a bearish rhetoric out of the Fed, more so. We haven't gotten inflation under control. We're going to have to continue to at least acknowledge the possibility of future rate hikes. And that should be enough to push the market lower. All that being said, our plan is that redeploy that cash essentially where we had raised that cash in anticipation of even lower prices, and then look towards the back half of the year being bullish overall for the general marketplace, and fulfilling those statistics of, you know, 4450 in the S&P, roughly 15%. Now, this is something that I did find interesting, and I really focus in, even though our portfolios aren't focused in 100% on the S&P itself, and we are pretty well diversified in that manner, but I always gauge things off of the S&P. But what I did find interesting, obviously I keep up with the NASDAQ too, because that's so interest rate sensitive. But if you look at this year, what everyone needs to take away from what we've seen so far in the first half of this year is you've got an S&P that's up at the moment, we'll just call it 14%. You've got a NASDAQ, now take this with a grain of salt, a NASDAQ that's up 38%, but that was after being down, almost 40% last year. But interestingly enough, you've got a Dow which is what most people gauge everything by, that's up 3% this year. So it's only been positive on the year, or most recently positive on the year, since June 2nd, the beginning of this month. Now, it was briefly positive throughout the month of April. before going back into negative territory. So the point being is, while I do focus everything on this, particularly on this podcast, or specifically on this podcast, I focus everything on the S&P, which has been performing quite well. But if you look at the three major indices, in fact, we'll throw the Russell in there for color. Russell is at 7.5%, so call it 7 or 8, either one. You've got a very my point is, you've got a very uncorrelated market right now. You would typically see those, not necessarily in lockstep with each other, but definitely not that wide of a variance. And so, you know, I think our portfolios are well situated. What I'm trying to point towards is having cash at the moment is not a bad thing. I think it will, by year end, become one of our more valuable positions because of the opportunity to move it in and out of the market. However, we end up deciding to do that, or whatever vehicle we end up using to do that, I should say. So those are just kind of some interesting things. I want to quickly talk about one part of the allocation that we are looking at. The grain markets, which we've touched on the last couple of weeks, have pulled back as potentially anticipated. We didn't know whether or not that would come to fruition, or, you know, necessarily or not, but it has, at least at the moment. So I think that's going to be a really, really good opportunity for portfolios. We've done pretty well over the last few years in the commodity complexes, and I think this is going to be a really, really good opportunity for us. As we all know, and I mean, of course, we've got listeners all across the country with varying weather, you know, instances. But I think most everyone can agree that it is unusually hot right now and unusually dry right now, and that would play into the idea of jumping into the grain complex, as it does require somewhat modest temperature and certainly requires moisture. And so that's going to be, we think, a good play going into the back half of the summer and into the harvest season. With all that being said, that's pretty much all I had to cover. I want to wish everyone an upcoming happy July 4th, happy Independence Day. I feel like we need to, again, thank our veterans going all the way back up until today for the opportunity to be able to even do this. So thank you again for all of that. Wish everyone a happy Independence Day and upcoming Friday weekend, Independence Day, all of the above. And look forward to doing this again next week.